السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. In the holy month of Muharram, in the holy month of Safar, whichever majalis you go to, you'll always find that there's food at the end of the majlis. I hope that's not your intention for why you're attending the majlis. But there's always food, and it's unbelievable how you can continue to cook food in honor of the martyrs of the 10th of Muharram, and that food continues to be served for thousands upon thousands. It just doesn't run out. Now, some people have now asked the question, that is this part of the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, salawatullah wa salamu alayhim, about cooking food, about cooking niyaz, as we call it in certain cultures? We reply by saying that from the time of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and continuing with the lives of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt who lived after Karbala, you will find that cooking food or niyaz was part and parcel of their traditions. When Ja'far al-Tayyar alayhi salam passed away, Asma, the daughter of Umays, was devastated. Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam was of those who cooked food in honor of the martyrdom of Ja'far al-Tayyar alayhi salam. Therefore, she set the precedent for us, being an infallible, that this is the way in which you honor those who have passed away. Be generous, cook food, help the household, let other members of the community come and eat from this food, for this food has barakah in being related to the prophetic household, peace be upon them. And likewise, we find with Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam after Karbala, he would be of those who would cook food in honor of the ladies of the prophetic household and in honor of the martyrs of the 10th of Muharram. Therefore, from the time of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and even after Karbala, cooking food, cooking niyaz, was part of the traditions of the holy household. Continue with your traditions and continue to honor the holy household with this wonderful act. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.